welcome to the Center for Early Literacy Learning's Preschool Practice Guide, Sounds Like. Most preschoolers can use speech to let others know their wants and needs. Now they are ready to use more complex language. Many daily activities can help your preschooler pay attention to sounds and learn how sounds are the same or different. This is what the practice looks like. Play rhyming games with your child. Say a word and have him think of one that sounds the same. Ask your preschooler to think of all the words he can to describe a cat, dog, or his favorite toy. These are just two kinds of verbal play that will help build your preschooler's vocabulary and encourage him to notice the differences in speech sounds. Doing the practice. You have many opportunities throughout the day to help your preschooler develop his word skills. Most preschoolers love to talk, so it can be as easy as following your child's interest and playing a talking game. When in the car or at the grocery store, take turns spotting something and thinking of words that rhyme with its name. Have fun with silly songs. Replace the real words with pretend words. Replace the real words in a familiar song with your child's name, favorite foods, places, or friends. Take turns with your child thinking of all the words you can describe a familiar object, like a favorite toy or pet. This will help build your child's vocabulary and give him practice putting what he sees into words. Here is another look at sound play with preschoolers. One of 4-year-old Sophie's favorite things to do is play dress up with her mom. Every day after nap, Sophie picks out what they will wear. Because Sophie's recent favorite story is about princesses, she decides they are going to wear magical crowns. "What is magical about our crowns?" asks Mom. "They make you clap," laughs Sophie. Knowing that Sophie likes rhyming games, Mom asks, "Will you give me a map?" "Yes," giggles Sophie, "and put it in your lap." Sometimes during these games, Mom rhymes a word Sophie doesn't know, and she learns something new. How did Sophie's mom know the practice worked? She asked herself these questions. Is Sophie enthusiastic about singing familiar songs and creating rhymes? Does she enjoy playing with words and sounds? Does she attempt to make up her own rhymes and songs? If Sophie's mom answered yes to any of these questions, she knew she had provided Sophie with a fun, an interesting literacy-rich home experience. We hope you enjoyed Sounds Like. To find out more about this and many other cell practice guides available, visit www.earlyliteracylearning.org.